The Ghana Medical Association has called off its strike due to the numerous appeals made by people and the current flood situation in Accra. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Assistant General Secretary of the GMA, Dr. Frank Srebo, said the association's decision is not because the GMA has reached any agreement to the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. However, it is hopeful that something good will come out of the arbitration process.
The decision was informed by a lot of things, but among them is the fact that the National Executive Council of the Ghana Medical Association felt that now the appeals have become too much, and that at a point you have to listen to the appeals that so many Ghanaians and civil society groups have been turning out all over the place and trying to get results work. And our own members, in fact, when the Accra floods occurred yesterday, have kept on informing the Executive Council and sending text messages and emails and all that, telling us that because there is this national disaster, we cannot still continue to be on strike because they are sure. So, actually, we have a social forum, in actual fact, and the social forum is all doctors. And the forum today, there was a lot of messages from early morning that with this flood and this attendance, humanitarian crisis and so forth, they don't think that it's too prudent for us to still continue to be on strike. And the executives also took into consideration the fact that already the National Labour Commission have already set up the compulsory arbitration process in motion. And for us to be able to go through it, there is a need for us to call off the strike, because if we are still on strike, it means that the Labour Commission may not be able to engage us in the compulsory arbitration process. So putting all these things together, we realize that we feel that it's time that we call off the strike and that the statement has been made. And that next time, we hope that we don't take us for granted anymore. We avail ourselves to the compulsory arbitration, hoping to receive justice at the National Labour Commission so that it does not result into another matter altogether again.
You heard Assistant General Secretary of the GMA, Dr. Frank Srebo. Before the doctors suspended their strike, they went into compulsory arbitration with the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. The arbitration was, however, adjourned to today. This is the second adjournment since the two parties were forced to take the path of compulsory arbitration. Yvonne Atilego has the details.
Representatives of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission and the Ghana Medical Association went into compulsory arbitration at the scheduled time at midday. The smiles they spotted and the general body language they exhibited gave a ray of hope that something good was in the offing. After 45 minutes of closed-door meeting, all those fizzled out. Like the previous meeting, both parties were tight-lipped. As a result, newsmen around failed to extract any information from them as to what transpired at the meeting. The only words they uttered to news-hungry journalists were "no comment." I say no comment. We then pinned our hope on the public relations officer of the National Labour Commission, Muhammad Afum. This also proved futile. After hanging around him for 40 minutes, the only thing he could tell newsmen was that the process is still ongoing. The compulsory arbitration, which is a provision in the Labour Law Act 651 of 2003, became necessary following a deadlock in the process of migrating medical doctors onto the single spine salary scheme. Under the Labour Act, the compulsory arbitration team will consist of three arbitrators, each representing the government, organized labour and the employers' association. They will convene to consider the issues which have led to the current strike and the positions taken by both sides. The panel will then meet to decide how each outstanding issue will be resolved, after which it will issue a written report containing its decision or award, which shall be binding to all parties. The decision by the arbitrators can only be challenged in the Court of Appeal within 7 days after the publication of the award.
Yvonne Atilego reporting.